Most California voters say special interests have too much influence on policy, poll. A poll by the Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies published on July 10 found that a majority of Californians believe special interest groups wield too much influence over policymaking in Sacramento. More than 6,000 respondents were asked whether or not special interest money has too much influence in Sacramento politics and decision-making. 55% of respondents strongly agreed, and 20% somewhat agreed. Only 2% disagreed. Republicans and Democrats were largely united on the issue. The poll found that 73% of Democrats and 81% of Republicans agreed with the statement. Among those with no party preference, 75% agreed. The sentiment was shared across regional, gender, age, education, income, and racial groups, with at least 59% of respondents in each group agreeing with the statement. The poll also found that 87% of regular voters strongly or somewhat agreed with the statement. The numbers don't lie. Californians overwhelmingly recognize that big money wields far too much power over our elected officials, said Rusha Chavez Cardenas, deputy director of nonprofit organization California Common Cause. People from every political party, every race, and every walk of life are united behind one urgent demand. They want Sacramento to break the grip of big money on our democracy. When asked whether they trust various representatives to act in the best interests of the California public, 14% of voters said they have a lot of trust in Governor Gavin Newsom. Another 28% said they trust him somewhat. Voters trust the state legislature about as much, 11% said they trust it a lot, and 33% said they trust it somewhat. Voters have even less trust in tech companies and their leaders, with just 4% saying they have a lot of trust that those leaders will act in the best interests of California residents. The poll found 58% have no trust at all in tech leaders. Trust in business leaders in general was only slightly higher, 4% said they trust them, while 46% said they do not trust them at all. It's no surprise that Californians have little trust in tech companies and their leadership, said Leora Gershenson, policy director of the California Initiative for Technology and Democracy. All too often, they have made decisions that further screen time addiction, mental health challenges in children and teens, and political deepfakes that undermine elections, all to maximize profit. Voters trust labor unions more, with 19% saying they trust them a lot and 32% saying they trust them somewhat. Community-based nonprofit organizations score higher, 27% trust them a lot, and another 35% trust them somewhat. With so much special interest money in California elections, everyday Californians question the motives of our elected leaders. But they know community-based organizations will always have their back, said Camila Chavez, executive director of nonprofit organization Dolores Huerta Foundation. Regarding the justice system, 20% of California voters said they have a lot of trust in the courts, and 37% said they trust them somewhat. 11% of voters said they trust public officials a lot, and 39% said they trust them somewhat. Democracy under attack. A majority of Californians, 64%, across gender, age, education, regional, income, and racial groups, view American democracy as under attack. Fewer than 15% of respondents from each group said American democracy is in no danger. 70% of respondents aged 65 and older believe American democracy is under attack, along with 69% of white people and 74% of black respondents. Only 1% of black respondents view American democracy as being in no danger. Democrats and Republicans are split on the issue, with 81% of Democrats seeing American democracy as under attack, while only 38% of Republicans agree. A total of 39% of Republicans view American democracy as being tested, and 24% of Republicans view American democracy as in no danger. 61% of those with no party preference believe that American democracy is under attack. An estimated 32% view it as being tested. Just 8% of those with no party preference, and 3% of Democrats, see American democracy as being in no danger. It is hard to imagine that a majority of voters would have seen U.S. democracy as under severe threat, said Eric Schickler, co-director of the Institute of Governmental Studies. It is now something of a new normal, itself a worrisome sign about how things have shifted.